We are about to chat with a Georgia foster mom about the abuse of power we are continuing to witness around the country. Join us today on Fostering the Future.
Welcome to the Fostering the Future podcast.
Join us as we continue our conversation about the Hernandez family.
So it's a mind game. This is like a torture on everybody because he's showing up for visits twice a week. Mommy can't be there. And he's having to say what he's being told by the people with the clipboard. They were coaching the father to tell her that she's at work.
As if she's the one choosing not to see her child. Wow.
It's like, do you think that is to tell my kid mommy's choosing work over you? They've got a clipboard and they're writing everything down on how he should be. They told the court that they called all the fictive kin on the list and there's no one else that can take the kids. That was a lie. They didn't do that. And there are family members. They're just in different states. They're bordering states. Some are up more north, but they didn't even call. DFACS even told the parents, you have too many people on your fictive kin list. I'm not taking the time to call those people. Pick three. I was one of those three, right? We became one of those three. They never called me, so I called them. I called them and it didn't. She immediately was like, the department's not going to take your home. We're going to deny you. And I said, why? You haven't asked me any of the protocol questions to find out if I can take the girls. She hem-hawed for 10 minutes about all the blah, 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 blah. You know, the department's going to say no. And then they walk into court and a different caseworker stands and testifies and lies. It is no problem for them to sit there and lie. It's disgusting and it's so incredibly wrong.
If you want to help the Hernandez family and other families experiencing abuse of power in Georgia, please contact Governor Kemp's office at 404-656-1776 and ask him to meet with the Hernandez family or message us on TikTok for more ways to help.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on social. We hope that you join us again next time and keep on fostering the future.